Darling, are you unhappy with me? You are, aren't you? I knew it. I just knew it. You look unhappy. In fact, you look annoyed. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't want to upset you. I know how busy you are, but I just had to see you. I've had an awful day. An absolutely awful day. And you know the only thing that can cheer me up when I'm like this is you. You are the only thing that can make me smile. The only thing that can make the dark clouds just disappear. You're my sunshine. But I don't have any cases at the moment, so I wasn't going to see you professionally. So I had to get the boys to go and get you. Were they rough with you when they threw you in the van? It's not really their fault. I was a little tetchy. And you know that when I'm tetchy, I get trigger happy. So they had a reason to want to get you here as quick as possible, and they did. They really did. I'm so glad you're here, darling. Even if you are annoyed with me. I wish you weren't. But I understand. Because you're busy. You're so busy. Working on so many cases. If I'm honest, I'm a little bit jealous. Just a bit. I know that you would never cheat on me. But I can't help but be a little green when other criminals have your attention. But what can I do? You're the DA in the city. City is rotten with crime. But you already know that. Oh, you know that. Far too well. I've missed you. I've really, really missed you. And you're still annoyed at me. Why are you so, so difficult, darling? Do you know how many people in the city would love to have my attention the way you do? Do you know how many people are desperate for me just to look at them? Darling, you don't know how lucky you are. It doesn't feel like you're lucky. Now that's just hurtful. But I'll let it pass. You know, I'm very, very forgiving when it comes to you. I'll let you into a secret. I might just be a little bit sweet on you. Just a bit. Just enough to have the boys go to your office and throw you in the back of a van and bring you to me. Just a tiny little bit sweet on you. But can you blame me? You are the full package. You're gorgeous. You're smart. You're obsessed. With me. You are. Oh, you are. Fine. If you want to be pedantic. You're obsessed with bringing me to justice. Which means that you're obsessed with me, even though you deny it. I like that you play hard to get. Just having you here, I feel so relaxed. I needed this. I needed to see you, to hear your voice, to see those fiery eyes. You have gorgeous eyes, darling. Not in the mood for flirting. Oh, I understand. I do. You have had a very, very busy day. Because the cops, oh, they have been busy too. Just so, so busy. Annoyingly so. Oh. They're the reason that I got so het up. Now, don't be concerned, darling. I wasn't het up because I've lost my mind and become sweet on a cop. Oh no, I would never, ever cheat on you. You know that you're the only one for me. Oh, I only have eyes for the D.A. I only have eyes for you. Oh no, I was het up for a far less fun reason. The cops have been busting all my boys. It's very, very inconvenient. In fact, it's downright rude. So impolite. I really should complain. Oh, don't worry, darling, they didn't bust all my boys. They don't know all my boys. But oh, they have been busy, busy little bees, sticking their noses into business that does not concern them. Bribery. Don't you think it's a little bit, I don't know, cheap? Rather than doing honest police work, they just bribe people to snitch. It's lazy, but very, very effective. Well, at least it was. It won't be so effective now. Who would snitch now? I mean, do you know what happens to people who snitch on me? I would tell you, but it might ruin the mood. Needless to say, bribes won't be working anymore. Greed can only motivate someone so far. Threats and intimidation and just plain fear can go so much further. Oh, darling, I'm sorry. I know you don't like it when I talk business. Well, you do. You like it when I talk business because you listen for clues that you might be able to use to put me away. Little tidbits, little morsels of information. And sometimes I do get carried away. Because I'll be looking into your eyes and then I just don't even know what I'm saying. But today is not one of those days, not after the day I've had. All that time and effort wasted. Well, it's not all bad. Because you're here. Even if you're upset with me. Just having you here is joy. You know how I feel about you. Darling, we've been over this. Yes, I'm crazy about you. Insane for you. Head over feet for you, but I am not being locked up for anyone. Not even you. Oh, but it's so close, Faye. Because I really, really, really have a thing for you. But enough of business. I've had enough of business. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I just want to think about you. Oh, darling. Do you ever switch off? See, I love that you are so focused on me. You're so obsessed with me. See, you say you're obsessed with putting me away, with locking me up, but darling, it's been 3 years. 3 years, and I always just slip through your fingers. Do you ever wonder why? Are you ever brave enough to ask yourself why? Because you are an excellent lawyer. You are the best. I mean, there's a reason you're the DA. And you are really good at what you do. Really good. And yet, here I am. Free as a bird. Still. Could it be that you... Could it be that you don't want to lock me up? That you don't want to successfully prosecute me? Could it really be? But no, because if that were the case, why are you always thinking about me? Why are you always talking about me? Why do you have a picture of me under your pillow? Oh, I wasn't meant to know that, was I? Darling, I'm a criminal. What do you expect? One day you'll admit it. One day you'll drop the act. One day, I won't have to send the boys. And when that day comes, oh, when that day finally arrives, I'll say something. I'll say what you already know, but what you've never actually heard me say. I'll say the words. But not yet. Not yet. Because as much as you are under my skin, as much as I am crazy for you, I'm not going to give myself away. Because let's be honest, darling, I'm doing most of the running here. Oh no. You have to step forward first. But you won't, because you're stubborn. You're stubborn and clinging so tightly to the excuse that you're a DA. I'm a criminal and this is just business. But I can wait. I'm patient. I'm so, so patient and all. You know what they say, darling. Good things come to those who wait, but oh, I won't wait forever. As much as you affect me, as much as you make me happy, as much as you brighten every day I get to see you, I am not a patient woman, and when I want something, I take it. Did you just shiver? Oh, of course not. Absolutely not. That was definitely not a shiver of anticipation. Oh, you just make my day. Tell me, darling, are you hungry? That was a rhetorical question because I know you are. Because you worked through lunch and you worked through dinner. You worked too hard. Why don't you just admit it? I didn't mean admit you're hungry, but it's a start. After you. Of course I'm going to look at your ass. I'm a criminal. But you like that. Oh, you don't. You hate it. Of course you do. We'll get there. Soon enough, we... We'll get there. Oh, look at me, I'm smiling. You really do brighten up every single day.